This next clip comes to you from Regionally Speaking with Chris Nolte.
This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. Northwest Indiana political activist Ruth Needleman is with us, as we have occasionally here on the program. And Ruth, thanks for joining us. And I know there are a lot of protests, certainly some that are continuing to go on, but ones that that you've taken notes on, and that's what we're hoping you'll bring us up to date. Fill us in, please, on the protests around here and around elsewhere that, that you and your friends have been keeping an eye on.
Well, I'll tell you, I am so angry today because of the continued police killings, the crazy excuses, oh, that was a gun and not a taser.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give me a break. Anyhow, yes, there are protests going on. And last week, a fairly sizable group of community organizations, including Black Lives Matter, United Against Racism, Northwest Indiana Resist, the Interfaith Action Group, all met down at the county building to protest what has still been going on over Melvin Bowler. Here was an 82-year-old grandfather sitting in a car. He had just gotten in outside a friend's house. And he got shot 10 times through the windshield of his car. And he was hard of hearing. So if the police had said, and I don't even know why they would be questioning him, anything, he didn't hear them. And that happened November 2019. And the family has still not heard a word from the prosecution or sheriff's office about even the name of the person who killed him. Let alone anything. Are these cops still on the street? I'm sure they are. Why are there no consequences for killing people? And so we got very good press coverage, but we still haven't heard from the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's so outrageous. I mean, the family has waited so long that this could happen, and then nobody says anything. And of course, police weren't wearing cameras. There's no evidence except pictures of the windshield, which were made into big posters and held up at this protest, showing this windshield totally scattered with gunshot fire with a man who was too old to even do anything. But anyhow, because of the lack of response, because of what's happening in the Chauvin trial, because of the young 20-year-old man who got killed the other day, oops, I thought it was a taser, we are going to be having some ongoing protests against police violence and the killing of innocent people of color. Now, I can't give you the details. It might even start as early as this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked people to check the Facebook page for Black Lives Matter Gary or United Against Racism or Northwest Indiana Resist, because we are planning to do ongoing protests because it's just so outrageous. But then I didn't know but read about today, and you've probably talked about it, this protest at the Chesterton Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
So some parent got bent out of shape because there was a LGBT pride flag in a classroom and a Black Lives Matter poster in a classroom. And they took it down, and the students and their parents came out in very large numbers yesterday to complain about this. Was reported in the paper that this one woman said, my daughter just came out as a lesbian. She came home from school and said, I don't think my school wants me there anymore. This is such hateful things that are going on. I mean, people get bent out of shape by other people having rights. How can you take down a flag that says gay pride, LGBT pride, because you personally think that they shouldn't exist, and therefore you want to erase them? It's like trying to erase the whole black population in the United States. first we mass incarcerate them, after we've enslaved them, and now we just go out on the street and kill them. And then when protests broke out last night in Minneapolis, the police treated it like a war zone again. You can't have a peaceful protest when police show up armed to the teeth with weapons of mass destruction and treat the crowd as criminals. So that's really top of my mind, because people really have to start getting out of their comfort zone and protesting. It's not acceptable to call it a mistaken murder. There's no such thing. Why? Because his plate was expired, this young 20-year-old in Minneapolis, did three policemen surround the car and start attacking him. I've had my car without an updated thing for a little while, but nobody came and shot me. Usually what happens is they'll tell you, by the way, your plates are expired.
Yeah, at least you get a reminder.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But the other thing I wanted to mention, actually three other things quickly. Mm-hmm. The Amazon Union Drive. A lot of us followed it. We had a wonderful protest outside of Whole Foods in Schererville where almost, I would say, all but one person who was going into the store took our flyer and said, this is horrible what they do to their workers. And almost every car in the street was honking in support. So they lost the election. It looks like they lost it by a gigantic margin, in part because Amazon challenged over 500 ballots. And my guess is they challenged the ballots that they knew would be pro-union so that it would look like, I don't think the union expected to win that drive, but I think it was a lot closer than it looked. And one of the big issues, and I've heard this for many years from anybody who has a job delivering, they don't allow you time to take a bathroom break. So Amazon, first they started telling people, use a bottle, use a bag. But then they started firing people for using a bottle. And of course, women can't really use a bottle to urinate in the back of a van without, you know, disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, the conditions are terrible. When I was teaching for the transit union, I found out, because I did some research, that one of the worst contributing factors to accidents, especially with buses and vans, is a full bladder. Because if you can't stop to go to the bathroom, you can't focus on your driving. So these poor young kids that Amazon has hired by the thousands are driving around our neighborhoods in these vans, and they can't go to the bathroom, which causes serious physical problems as well as I've mentioned, driving problems. So I don't think we've heard the last of trying to deal with Amazon. Then I wanted to mention voter suppression, because Indiana has been one of the worst states for voter suppression. Even though we are so overwhelmingly Republican, they have tried as hard as they can to cut back the votes in minority communities. And I think some of our listeners will remember that just a couple years ago, when they reduced the number of voting places in the precincts, most of them were in East Chicago and Gary. And we, too, have one of the worst voter ID laws, and our Indiana legislature continues to look for ways to make it harder to vote. And I think that everyone really in the whole area needs to be more attentive to this. I am not a person who believes that voting will resolve the problems of our society, but I do think that voter suppression goes hand in hand with the rising spread of fascism, with these militia groups, with these efforts to keep people from having a voice in their own society. So So I would just say we need to be doing more about voter suppression in Indiana. And it's hard because there are just so many issues. And finally, just a reminder, every Friday morning at the Gary Chicago International Airport, we are deporting people who have committed no crime. We are separating families. We are dropping people in some of the most dangerous areas in Mexico and beyond. And in trying to stop the migrations from especially Central America, it's crazy because you can't. It's not because the U.S. is so attractive. It's not just because conditions are so bad there. But the conditions are so bad because of a long history of U.S. foreign policy supporting dictators and providing militia with weaponry. That's the aid we give to Guatemala and Honduras. We give them weapons, and then we wonder why people are fleeing those countries. So we have to be active. My main message is, check out our websites. If you don't stand up today, you will be sorry tomorrow.
Let me ask, we have about a minute left here, and some of the things I know are still coming through the General Assembly and haven't resolved everything yet, but I know they've brought up some of the measures that that I know folks here in Northwest Indiana are concerned about. One of them is the measure that's concerning Indiana wetlands. We have we don't have enough of wetlands here in the region, but we have enough of them, and there are concerns about them here. What are some of the thoughts among yourself and other people that are concerned with lawmakers?
Well, Just Transitions Northwest Indiana, another website and organization people should check out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was a week ago Saturday, there was a protest in Hobart that I attended over the wetlands, because if they destroy the wetlands, we will experience even greater flooding. We will force the extinction of even more varieties of animals and plants, thus jeopardizing our own environment. And so that they did modify it. At first, it was withdraw all protection of the wetlands. Now it's, well, not everything, because that would be bad. But there's been a number, and I'm not going to remember them all, but our legislature is focusing on all the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're not paying attention to protecting wetlands, to protecting the population in our especially minority communities. They have not taken seriously the need for reform of our police departments. They have not taken seriously the need to protect women's rights, to make decisions over their own bodies. And they keep passing more draconian anti-abortion measures without looking at the fact that if we don't have more support for families, if women are working and supporting families on a minimum wage of $7.25 in the state of Indiana, how do you expect them to keep having children if they can't afford them? And also, why don't they focus on economic development and more for the communities instead of voting lack of protection, lack of rights, lack of voting, all these things?
Well,
we need to reorient the work of our legislature.
Well, you know, we'll have to spend another 15 minutes alone just talking about the General Assembly and some of these issues as well, too. So we do appreciate you spending time today, Ruth, and we will get you back on soon to talk about some of these things. Yes.
They passed a bill that says the police don't even have to live in their own communities.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they got signed.
Great. That's going to really do something about these white cops killing black kids.
Well, let's lead off the next conversation with that. We'll keep that in mind. We'll check back in with you. Ruth, thank you very much for spending time with us today. That's Ruth Needleman, who's a Northwest Indiana political activist, and you're listening to Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio.
You can listen to Regionally Speaking Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to noon on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.